Okay. Did you notice God's having a good time? It's party time for him. And sometimes we misunderstand what he's up to. I want you to repeat after me. Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
That I have eyes to see. Ears to hear. And my spirit does perceive what you're saying to me. Amen. At around 1 o'clock this morning, I had a vision that repeated itself 3 times. And so I got out of bed and I was wide awake. And I heard the word, and I'm going to give it to you as it was by faith. Just 2 words, by faith. I can't tell you what I saw because it's been erased. I did ask the Holy Spirit to bring it back. And all I can tell you, it had like an outline of a, maybe, I don't know, the side view of a bird, probably without the wings expressed, and the words by faith were like printed on it. And it came, like I said, 3 times, and I saw 3 of them. Whenever God presses me, it's always got to be established in 2 or 3 witnesses. So I got up and I wanted to write it down, and the Lord said, no, stay focused. And he told me to break bread and to have my cup ready. So I did, which is very unusual for me to not make notes, because I am usually apprehensive about losing what he does. Because sometimes it is so far gone afterwards that I have no memory of what he did or how he said or what he said. So this morning when I got up, it came back. So I made a few notes. And immediately I kept seeing faith. So I'm taking you to Hebrews 11. And it says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And stressing the word, what we do not see. So faith has value in the spirit realm, but in the natural realm, we don't see it. And it is connected to what we hope for. And then it says in verse 2, this is what the ancients were commended for. Well, the ancients are the ones that wrote the Bible. Amen? And they had an incredible amount of faith in order to write it down, number one. And it kind of related for me to early this morning wanting to write down what he showed me. And like I said, then, you know, it disappeared. And all I have is a weird outline of like a side view of a bird. It could be a dove, I'm not sure. Could be a sitting duck. I don't know. It's not important. I think it's the words by faith that was, you know, pressing in. And I have a sense that, you know, we have a tendency to use the natural abilities rather than the spirit ones. The ones that we have developed over the years, the patterns of life, the patterns of response, all those things are important. But notice the ancients were commended for their faith. So that's something for us to look at and to recognize that he's going to what? Lift us higher if we do what they did, which is to stand under the pressure and recognize that everything we have in the exterior realm that we can see and taste of, and feel with our hands was created by the unseen realm. And I went on a program last night for about maybe 20 minutes. And they were giving a report that there's a little tiny spacecraft that they sent out in 1970 something. It's been out there 37 years. And it's flying to the edge of the universe. 37 years in progress. They expected it to live maybe about 5 years. The Hubble spacecraft, I think it's called. Right. Kind of cool. Then they had three different scientists that were explaining what they have learned. And I was fascinated. I didn't like the commercials, which, as usual, I try to go by the commercials because they frustrate me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Not that they don't deserve a little bit of, you know. But I was just going to say, back to back, it gets to the point that I either blank it out.
I mute them,
yes. Because what are we really looking for? It's the program, and they would get so much more if they did a little less.
Correct.
Yep. In my opinion. So, anyway, one of the things they showed is, and the comment was this, the best of scientific minds in 1970-something was that they thought they had about 95% of the understanding of our universe and our solar system. But now that this spacecraft has gone out, they realize that it's 5% that they know and 95% that they did not know. And then the winds coming from the sun that they've been fearful of are actually our protection. Now that was wild. And it reminded me of the word that a God gave me years ago is, what you perceive as rejection is my protection. So it resonated within me immediately. My excitement was that this incredible flow coming out from our sun and the winds, the solar winds that are coming out, literally form like almost like a bubble around the earth. And when that's done, we are protected. Now here's the clincher. Then it said they didn't know how far those winds came out from our universe. But it literally goes way out on the edge of what they don't understand. They admit that part. But then, instead of kind of dissipating like a wind finishes, it forms what looks like a bunch of mushrooms. It looks like upside down mushrooms going like this around our universe, protecting our area. And I said, God, you're so cool. You're building this up. Like, this whole solar system is so precious. Because what these things do is, if there's solar activity and rocks and ice and whatever, it hits these things and they disintegrate. So again, what you perceive as something harmful is really protecting us. And I thought, oh my God, this is so cool. But again, see, you have to believe that what we don't know, what we accept by faith, is honored by God because He's got the whole picture because He created it. Did He create our circumstance?
Yes.
Yeah, some of it we created ourselves, so we think. Okay? But He put us together. Why are we together? Because He pulled us into this circle. In case you forgot, you got shoved in. You may not realize it, but you did. And I can only say is that, you know, my understanding is so skinny and so tiny and so small and so maybe insignificant in my eyes and in my thoughts. But the Father is really saying, the incredible love I have for you is my protection. I am on the job bringing you together for my own purpose. And by faith, being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, this is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. Verse 3. So that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did, and etc., etc. And I don't want to go there, because you already know the story about all these different individuals. But the universe was formed by him. And it says it very clearly. The invisible created who we are and what we are. And if it's a lesson for the past 37 years that they missed the boat from the beginning and they have to readjust their knowledge and readjust what they think, how about us? How about you and me trusting what he says to us? Because I know how I am. When he gives me a word, there's a million questions immediately and doubts that immediately come in.
Amen.
Immediately. It's almost instantaneous.
Amen.
Why? Because the invisible realm coming from Papa, who is full of love, pours into me what he wants and the next level of my development. But the darkness is right there to snatch it. Mm-hmm. And to twist it in some way to get me off course. Then he kind of focuses, well, you can do this on your own.
Amen.
And sometimes you need help.
Amen. Amen.
And sometimes it's now. Sometimes it's today. That invisible little spacecraft that they expected to get a little tiny bit of knowledge is still feeding them incredible realities. And they're boggled by it. You could tell by the expression. There was one black man. He only came on two or three. I think it was a sci-fi channel, which I never listened to. And I'm intrigued, okay? Because it was feeding me. To have faith in the one that put it together. That's what he was pushing my buttons. Okay? So by faith, I please my Father. By faith, I trust him to do and to release what I need as needed. Amen?
Amen.
And as he brings it about, I can begin to see that I'm radiating his love and his light. Which we saw an example of on the table this morning. What we perceive as white was brown. Correct?
Yeah.
And what he actually demonstrated is a little piece of cardboard with a coating on it is precious to us. How much more precious are we to him?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Why? Because his seed of light is in us. His seed of life is in us. It's the spirit of his son that's in us that makes us valuable. And there is so much more to us.
Amen.
Than that spacecraft could ever release unto these scientists.
Amen.
So could you do me a favor now? Could you just close your Bible? I want you to just put your Bible down. I want you to come back up to the table here. All of you. We're going to take about 3 seconds. That's about all it's going to take. Say, Father, today.
Father, today.
I'm recognizing.
I'm recognizing.
There's so much more to me.
There's so much more to me.
Than what I understand.
Than what I understand.
The light of Christ.
The light of Christ.
Is radiating.
Is radiating.
Before our eyes.
Before our eyes.
On a little piece of cardboard.
On a little piece of cardboard.
And truly, Lord.
And
And truly, Lord,
you're showing us the gift.
You're showing us the gift.
As an example.
As an example.
I am so much more.
I am so much more.
Filled with light.
Filled with light.
That I can liken unto my mind.
That I can liken unto my mind.
Because my spirit says.
Because my spirit says.
Get a clue.
Get a clue.
There's so much more to you.
There's so much more to you.
Than you really know.
Than you really know.
So I'm ready.
So I'm ready.
Download into me.
Download into me.
Into the Holy Spirit.
Into the Holy Spirit.
And what He wants to reveal.
And what He wants to reveal.
Through me.
Through me.
In me.
In me.
And for me.
And for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.